History of Ben al-Madina. The first settlements that makes any direst reference to Ben al-Madina date back to the end part of the Paleolithic era. The Romans arrived later on, and today there are a lot of Roman remains all along the coastal stretch that makes up Ben al-Madina. After a period of time during which many different civilizations visited Ben al-Madina, the Arabs arrived on the scene and gave the settlement the name it still has today. However, after the reconquest by the Christians, the whole area underwent a period of crisis, due to the general fear that everyone felt of a possible invasion by the Arabs from the sea. The town was left almost empty. At the outset of the 20th century the Phylloxera plague hit the crops and almost everything was lost, and this in turn led to an important economic crisis. Ben al-Madina Pueblo is 280 meters above sea level and as such can offer visitors some exceptional views of the Costa del Sol. The extensive tourism development has provided Ben al-Madina with some excellent amenities and important services. The town also has many hidden treasures, like the Archaeological Museum, where a magnificent collection of pre-Columbian pieces is exhibited since 1970. Another interesting feature within the Ben al-Madina boundary is the Castello de Colomers. There is also the Bilbil Castle.